Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by Panthers forward slash defenceman Fab Ricci. Fab, first of all, Belfast back to back now on the road. After what happened there a week or so ago in the Challenge Cup, do you feel you kind of maybe got a bit of a point to prove against them?
Yeah, we definitely owe them one. They're a great team, obviously. Great coaching, great players, stuff like that. We know we beat them here at home. We went there in Challenge Cup. It was a playoff game. I thought we played really well as well. Power play stuff. Special teams kind of was a turning point of the game. But we definitely owe them. We have two games there. Travel up there. It's definitely going to be a battle.
Is this a good place for you as well? You're going to one of the leading teams in the league, and really to kind of test yourself about where you want to be as a team.
Yeah, no. Every time you have a big team, like a big club, like a Belfast Giants, you want to beat them. You feel good when you beat them, and you get that swagger, and you get that momentum that's going to lead to bigger things. So we get the first game, get the second game. I think we can do it. They're definitely prone to being beat. We have to play hard, stick to the system, and then we're going to create that little momentum to get us going and back on the right track on the winning side.
I know you're kind of, out of the title race because there's a massive gap between yourself and first, but I wonder as a team, is this rest of the season ahead of playoffs, is it a kind of a time to prove to the fans as well that you can be competitive come the back end?
Yeah, to prove it to the fans and also to prove it to us, to prove it to our front office, to our coach, to everyone, each other. We owe ourselves that. We're a good team when we play well together in unison. So moving forward, we still have the playoffs to play for. It's not we're not playing for anything. We want to get us as high up as we can in the standings to put us into a good spot for that Final Four weekend and to win a trophy.
I know results in the past few weeks haven't gone your way totally after that 5-game winning streak, but do you feel you're close as a team to almost being where you want to be?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're playing really well. We're following what Corey has to say, and I think we're just kind of missing it by, missing it here, missing it there. So if we just come together and kind of give it that one extra gear, I'm pretty sure we'll come through with it and start getting back on that win streak like we had that success during that 5-game win streak. We're just right there.
Just finally on yourself, we talked when you joined the Brotherhood in defence, you're now back on for forward. Just how much did you enjoy that stint on defence? And I know we touched on it before, but if it's something that, if called upon, you'd do again?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I was playing defence in that Belfast game. When my duty's called to go back there, I play a very simple defensive game. Me and Caruso were playing back there, and I thought we played well together. But at the end of the day, it's just wherever I'm most successful, wherever I'm helping the team the most, and Corey calls the shots, and wherever I'm playing, I absolutely love it, and I want to create that energy and create that momentum for the boys to be victorious and to be successful. So wherever I'm playing, I definitely want to just do what I have to do to win.
Thanks for joining us, Fab.
Thank you, guys.